Still driving like he stole it. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Here's Steve.
Well, gee, Bob, maybe I did. Got to consider that, right? Anyhow, good Lord, it's Wednesday. Trying to keep it all straight here. The Mueller report coming out tomorrow, at least the redacted version, which has, of course, the Democrats being apoplectic. Oh, my God. Bill Barr lied. No, I don't think so. Oh, he lied. I think it's hilarious. Well, my next guest will probably like this. Julie Gundlach, director of the Independent Women's Forum Center for Progress and Innovation. She also wrote the book From Cupcakes to Chemicals. I'm not sure which I am, toxic or I'm a cupcake, one of the two. How the culture of alarmism makes us afraid of everything and how to fight back. Julie, welcome back.
Thanks for having me. You are definitely a cupcake.
Thank you very much. That's icing on my ears. Let me ask you something. How ridiculous do you think it is for Democrats to be sitting there arguing with William Barr, basically, who, by the way, is the only guy that's actually seen the report?
Yeah, well, look, the Democrats have put all of their this is a perfect analogy to use for Easter. They put all their eggs in one basket. Do you see what I did there?
Very nice.
This collusion narrative. You know, Trump is a traitor. Trump is a Russian plant. Trump is the Manchurian candidate. I mean, all of their hopes and dreams are on that narrative. And so then, you know, of course, when Mueller comes out with this report, and Bill Barr has pretty clearly said, you know, well, he's definitely said, you know, there's no collusion. But it's not just that. He has started to indicate that he has said he's going to investigate the basis of this, the Mueller investigation, why certain people like Carter Page were investigated, the spying of federal agencies on a sitting duly elected president. This has got a lot of people nervous. And so we're seeing this sort of panicked sort of allegiance to this collusion narrative, and the only thing they can do is attack Bill Barr now.
You know, what's interesting, though, is you've seen the polling.
Yeah.
Since March the 24th, when he issued his letter, the number of Americans that are concerned about Russian collusion has plummeted.
Yeah.
Those that believe that Donald Trump had nothing to do with the Russians and had nothing to do with the 2016 election has skyrocketed. People know. I mean, even Democrats. I've got Democrats here that are pretty hardcore Democrats in this radio complex where I am every morning, and I talk to them in the halls, and I try not to snicker, but I talk to them, right? And I just say, I said, what about collusion? They just go, there is no collusion. And
yeah,
they're serious. I mean, they're serious, and they walk on, and we actually have good conversation. I'm kidding. But they know.
Well, look, you know, Anna Navarro the other day, Hannah Navarro, she's a
oh yeah,
she's source a little, of entertainment, but she tweeted, you know, something about one of the nominees speaking several, I'm going to mess up his last name. It's Peter...
Peter Pumpkin Eater. I don't know who you're talking about. Anyhow, go on.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is that she tweets about how this guy speaks multiple languages. He's running for president, running for the Democratic nomination.
Oh, Buttigieg.
What?
Buttigieg?
Buttigieg. Thank you. I didn't want to screw up his last name.
Anyway, Buttigieg, so, Buttigieg. I don't know how you say it. Whatever.
It's terrible that I need to.
How
I've
about
read
Mayor
so much
Pete?
About him, but I've never heard his name said. But anyway, she tweets about how sophisticated he is. He speaks multiple languages, plays the cello or something like that. Right?
Fascinating.
Like, you know, likes dogs, whatever. But she's talking about how sophisticated he is, right? And I'm sitting there thinking, and she goes, wouldn't America be so thrilled if they could be proud of their president? And I'm like, you know what Americans want? They want jobs. They want a thriving economy. They want safe borders. You know, it's amazing to me how the Democrats have completely lost the message. And this is, again, it's like fatigue over this collusion stuff. People want people to move on, work on the economy, work on health care, work on things that are truly broken in this country. Don't continue to focus on something that Mueller has already said didn't exist.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't exist. No collusion. No conspiracy. And then the whole idea that somehow William Barr was out of bounds by saying, well, there's no obstruction of justice either. He did that with Rod Rosenstein, who, by the way, has been overseeing this investigation for a very long time, as we know, for almost 2 years, 675 days, I guess it was.
Yeah.
He's quite acquainted with it. And they knew weeks in advance that Mueller wasn't going to find finding
knew.
An obstruction.
I mean, this is what really angers me, is that this went on, millions of dollars spent, you know, pretty much trying to ruin the first 2 years of Trump's presidency, the media completely ignoring all the good things that Trump has done.
What?
And Mueller knew the whole time. I mean, if he knew, he could have moved this along
more quickly. The good things that Trump has done?
I know. Come on, Steve. Be nice to me.
I'm doing the best I can. The good things that Trump has done. Tell me more.
Well, I mean, you're enjoying this.
I love you. I do. I adore you.
Look, I've never said that I would oppose Trump. I'm not a never Trumper. Okay, I might have flirted with being
You were kind of a never Trumper. Let's not kid ourselves. But here's the thing, which is fine. But you came around. Here's the thing. You look at the list being put out by the Democrats now. Elective abortion on demand.
Yeah.
Gun control, really, which
open
means
borders.
Confiscation, open borders, health care control by the government for all, reparations, universal income, pack the Supreme Court, end the Electoral College, lower the voting age to 16, death tax, wealth tax, income tax, the Green New Deal, which is just incredible. And, of course, don't forget we want those illegal aliens to vote as well.
That's exactly right.
I don't think this list works very well for Democrats. I mean, I've talked to the same Democrats I talked to about collusion. I say, guys, how can you support abortion on demand? They said, I can't. People, Catholics I talked to, I said, I can't support that. And if the candidate's going to support
it, it's really interesting to watch. I mean, some of this radicalization that we're seeing is being pushed by, the freshmen, those three freshman females that just got elected. And it's funny to listen to Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi, look, I worked in Congress for 8 years, and I worked for Congressman Chris Cox from California, and his biggest ally was Nancy Pelosi on human rights in China. She has done some great things. Nancy Pelosi has done some great things in her tenure in office. She's also very frustrating and annoying, but she has done some great things. And she now looks like a moderate.
She looks like a den mother with the kids out of control. That's what she looks like, and I got to leave it there. I'll have you back soon, Jules, but I love you. But she looks like a den mother, and the kids are completely out of control. Her house is in disarray. Julie Gundlach, God bless you. Cupcakes to Chemicals, go find that book.
Thanks,
you're sweet, Gundlach. Thanks. Quick break, and we'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.